Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey y'all, Eves here. Today's episode contains not just one, but two nuggets of history. Consider it a double feature. Enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Eves. Welcome to This Day in History class, a show that reveals a little bit more about history day by day. The day was June 17th, 1631. Mumtaz Mahal, a beloved wife of Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan, died just after she gave birth to a child. It was the 14th child she gave birth to, with seven of those children dying in infancy. But after she gave birth to her last child and died, Shah Jahan was devastated, and he soon ordered the building of the Taj Mahal as a tomb and monument to the couple's love. Mumtaz Mahal was born Arjuman Banu Begum in Agra, India in 1593. Her mother was a princess of the Persian nobility. Her father, Asaf Khan, was a member of the nobility of the Mughal dynasty. Prince Karam, as Shah Jahan was then known, met Arjuman Banu Begum at a royal bazaar around the year 1607. At the time, Begum was 15 years old and the prince was 14 years old. Begum's father would soon be the prime minister, and her aunt was married to Prince Karam's father. Begum was at the bazaar selling silks and glass beads. As the story goes, Prince Karam paid 10,000 rupees for what Begum claimed was a diamond, but may have been a piece of glass. The prince was immediately enamored with Begum. Prince Karam soon asked his father, Emperor Jahangir, for permission to marry Begum. Jahangir approved the marriage, but first, Prince Karam had to marry a Persian princess named Kandahari Begum for political reasons. But by Muslim law, he was allowed to have four wives. He later married a third wife, but on an auspicious day in 1612, Arjuman Banu Begum became Prince Karam's second wife when they got married. As would be expected, the wedding was lavish, with musicians, dancers, and enslaved people who carried torches. Once they got married, Emperor Jahangir gave Begum the name Mumtaz Mahal. Mumtaz Mahal means jewel or chosen one of the palace. Begum was the prince's favorite wife. Mahal became an advisor, advocated for disenfranchised people in India, and once the prince succeeded his father and became Shah Jahan, she went to war with her husband. When she was pregnant with her 14th child, she went with Shah Jahan on one of his military campaigns in the Deccan Plateau. On June 17, 1631, after giving birth to her last child, the empress died of postpartum hemorrhage and complications due to repeated childbirth. She had gone through 30 hours of delivery pain, and her lady-in-waiting and doctor had tried to keep her from dying. But Mumtaz didn't make it, and Shah Jahan was grief-stricken. Mumtaz Mahal was buried at Burhanpur, where she died. Her body was later transferred to Agra. In his grief, the emperor turned away from his military campaigns and toward architecture. Historians debate whether Shah Jahan came up with the idea for the Taj Mahal or Mumtaz did on her deathbed. But in 1632, construction began on Mumtaz's mausoleum, the Taj Mahal, in Agra on the Yamuna River. The building was opulent with white marble, precious and semi-precious stones, calligraphy, and a garden. Mumtaz's casket was put in the center of the palace crypt, beneath the central dome and the main inner chamber. Construction was insanely expensive, costing several million rupees. The mausoleum was completed around 1638 or 1639, the other buildings by 1643, and decoration continued for years afterward. Shah Jahan spent his last years as a prisoner in his palace at Agra. He died in January of 1666. He was buried with Mumtaz Mahal in the crypt below the Taj Mahal. There are theories that the Taj Mahal was not built as a symbol of love to Mumtaz Mahal, but was a representation of a divine throne on Judgment Day, or of a house of paradise. Some people have said that the emperor would have built a similar building even if Mumtaz Mahal had not died. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Podcast. But if you are not yet tired of learning about history, you can listen to a new podcast that I host called Unpopular. Unpopular is about people in history who challenged the status quo and were often persecuted for it. You can listen anywhere you listen to This Day in History class. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites!
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way!
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear!
What did we learn today?
Hey, it's so cool!
listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that flips through the book of history and tears out a single page every day. The day was June 17th, 1843. A clash between British immigrants and Maori, known as the Waira Incident, took place on the South Island in New Zealand. It was the first major armed conflict between Maori and British immigrants after the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi. The New Zealand Company was a British joint stock company responsible for the colonization of New Zealand in the 1800s. Its founder and director, Edward Gibbon Wakefield, believed that a successful colony needed to attract a balance of capitalists and laborers. The company claimed to have purchased land in the Cook Strait region and established settlements at Wellington and Nelson. While the Europeans were purchasing land in New Zealand, representatives of the British Crown and Maori chiefs signed the Treaty of Waitangi. In May of 1840, Lieutenant Governor William Hobson declared British sovereignty over New Zealand. Since the Treaty of Waitangi was signed, there has been debate over its terms, interpretations, and differences between the Maori text and the English text. The treaty was meant to recognize Maori ownership of their lands and give Maori people the rights of British subjects. That said, many Maori were later dispossessed of their lands. Anyway, the New Zealand Company promoted the country as a Britain of the South, and it began to organize large-scale migration to New Zealand. But the fertile land required for all the Europeans migrating to New Zealand did not actually exist. The company was failing because arable land was limited, land titles were uncertain, there were too many absentee landowners, and there was no real way to generate income through exports. By 1843, the immigrants were struggling with food supply and the company was basically bankrupt. Throughout the early 1840s, more European immigrants arrived in Nelson, despite conflict between Maori chiefs over claims to the land being sold. But when it became clear that there was not enough arable land around Nelson for the immigrants, the company began moving forward with plans to survey the Waira Plains. Maori chiefs Ngāti Toa, Te Rauparaha, and others were adamant that the company had not purchased this land. Despite this opposition, the company ordered survey parties to begin work in the Huayra Valley. So some of the chiefs went to the Huayra and evicted the surveyors. They burned some of the shelters that had been made from local materials and destroyed some of the surveyors' equipment. Police Magistrate Augustus Thompson issued a warrant for the arrest of the involved chiefs on charges of arson. A group of about 50 special constables were sent to Huayra to execute the warrant. They were armed but inexperienced. On June 17, 1843, the company party arrived on the eastern side of the Tua Marina stream. Maori gathered on the other side of the stream. It's unclear exactly what triggered the fighting, though some Maori accounts say that a chief's wife may have died first from a stray shot. Regardless, a fight ensued, and 22 Europeans and somewhere between 4 and 9 Maori died. Many European immigrants feared that this was the beginning of a larger Maori insurrection. When the new governor, Robert Fitzroy, arrived in New Zealand that December, he was tasked with dealing with the aftermath of the incident. He determined that the Maori chiefs had been provoked by the New Zealand company, which continued the survey despite lacking evidence for legitimate claims to the land. The colonial office supported this conclusion. It was pragmatic, as war would have been expensive and would have worsened the condition of European immigrants. But Fitzroy was soon replaced by another governor. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us via email. We're at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.